So now, one of the categories, we're going to get back to our question. We haven't forgotten about our question, which is, how could God make the world in Sefer Bereishis and then destroy it in Parshas Noach? Right? Like, right away. Okay, now listen to this. According, halachically, one of the categories of building is called Seser. Okay, now this is a very interesting category of building. Do you know why? Because it's destroying. It's destroying. But it's a special kind of destroying. It's destroying for the sake of building. Imagine you know, we walk by construction sites all the time, and there are buildings on these construction sites. So you knock down the building, and then they start digging, like, two stories, three stories underground. And, you know, you could think, like, as an innocent bystander, Harachmonos, have mercy! How much do you want to destroy this building? It's already dead! You know, you're digging and digging and digging, you know? Like, leave it alone! It's gone! But what is going on? What's going on is that they're creating what might look like destruction or even willful destruction is actually creating the foundation for something way bigger to happen. That's what's going on. So, and now what used to be like a rickety older building is now going to have three floors of parking underneath, and it's going to be a tower, right? So that is the halachic category of destroying, but not just destroying in a vandalistic way, destroying with the purpose of building. Okay. Now, the name of this category of malacha is very, very interesting because Samech Tav Resh also is the Hebrew word, you ready for this? For concealed or hidden. Right? It means destroying for the sake of building. But it also means hidden or concealed. Now that's really deep. That's really deep. You know why? Because it means that you look at it and you think something's being destroyed, but the purpose, the true intent of it is hidden. Because really it's for the sake of building. So how about all of us in our lives, right? You know, we build something and then sometimes it gets knocked down. And we think that that's the whole story right there. I tell you, I don't know if I shared this story with you, but I was so moved by it. I was with some little kids, and there was one kid, I don't know how old he was, maybe 5, and the other one was maybe 3. And the 3-year-old was building this like little Lego house. The older kid, who picked it up and smashed it on the ground. And the way the other kid reacted was, he just took it and he started rebuilding it. And then I pointed out to his parents, I was so impressed by that, because you can't teach a kid that at 3. That's the kid's essence expressing itself. I said to the parents, that is so special. Look how he went right back to rebuilding it. And the other kid, right, heard and got jealous. And then he picked it up again and he smashed it. And you know what the other kid did? He went right back to rebuilding it. And I was like, I was blown away the first time. I was doubly blown away the second time. That, you can't buy that. You can't buy that. You know, you can try to inculcate that within you, but that that, I'm telling you, let's check in with that guy in 25 years, see what he's up to. I promise you it's something good. I promise you it's something good. So this type of destroying, this category of destroying is called hidden, because on the outward level, it looks like destruction, but really it's for the sake of further building. And I think that we have to apply that lesson in our lives as well, not to get discouraged, to be like that little kid and to go, okay, I don't understand it. And by the way, you don't have to be happy with it either. I'm not necessarily happy with it, but this is what it is. Let's move forward. Something's going to come out of this. I learned this great lesson, which is that you can turn every defeat into victory. How? By learning a lesson from the defeat. If you learn a lesson from the defeat, you have turned it into a victory. Okay? You're on a different path. It's not, you didn't go back in time in a time machine and reverse that event, but you have now been the victor. Because now, moving forward, you're a different and a better person. And you're not going to make that same mistake again.